This is WAIF in Cincinnati, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you know what it's time for now?
I can tell by the music. Must be time for Scott
Barlow.
I wasn't going to say his last name.
I'll say his last name. It's Scott Barlow. And Scott Barlow is the movie critic who frequents the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hi, Scott.
Hey, man. Don't mention my last name.
Hey, what's going on with you tonight, Scott?
Nothing much, guys.
Hey, listen, you know, Scott, there's something I gotta ask you.
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Not too many, but a couple.
Well, listen, before we get into your movie reviews tonight, are you aware that one of tonight's premiums, you know, we've got this pledge drive thing going on, WAIF, can't go on without the support of listeners like you and blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you know, don't squeeze me for any money, okay, punk?
We've got passes to the real movies, now called the Movies Repertoire on Race Street, downtown.
They're located. I know that theater. That's a great theater.
It is. 719 Race Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. 381 Film is their hotline. And what day is today?
Today is 29th. Wednesday.
Wednesday the 29th? Tonight at 5 o'clock, they got Secrets and Lies. At 8 o'clock, Drunks. And at 9:45, Day Trippers with Hope Davis, Parker Posey, and Liev Schreiber.
You know, it just so happens I've seen all three of those.
Well, tell us about those flicks, and if someone wants to pledge right now, 961-8900, a very generous donation of $15 will throw in a couple of tickets to see any of those movies I just mentioned.
Well, it ain't going to be me, because you ain't going to squeeze me for any money, all right, punk?
All right, that's fine.
All right, cool.
So tell us a little bit about this movie, Secrets and Lies, now showing at the movie's Repertoire on Race Street.
Well, it was nominated for several Oscars, including Best Picture.
Did it win them?
No, it didn't win anything.
Aww.
But it's a magnificent film, beautiful, heartwarming, wrenching. You'll cry, you'll laugh. It was made by a director called Mike Lee, who made a couple other great movies. One was called Naked. The other was called Life is Sweet. It's outstanding. I can't say enough about it. It's a little too long, but go see it.
Okay.
The Day Trippers, great. Good
movie. How
about
Parker Posey? Is she looking cute?
She is so hot. Someday I'm going to marry that babe. I'm telling you, she is something special. She is something I'd like to crawl inside and just stay there. I'm telling you.
The Day Trippers, it's showing tonight at 9:45 at the movies. What's Day Trippers all about? It's got something to do with the Beatles? Beatles song, Day
Trippers? No, it's about some chick who thinks her husband's cheating on her, so the whole family goes to find the husband and confront him. But there's a big twist in the movie towards the end. Big twist.
Is it kind of wacky?
It's not wacky. I wouldn't classify it as wacky. You
the
know?
Daughter's really a man.
But is it a date flick, or is it the kind of flick you drink a couple of cans of beer and you go with your buddies?
I'd say it's more of a date flick, but it could go either way.
Okay. And what about this movie, Drunks? It's showing tonight at 8 o'clock down at the movie's Repertoire at 719 Vine Street. Is Drunks the kind of a movie you want to get drunk and go see?
No, because it's about alcoholics, it's about an AA meeting, it's based on a play. So you've got a lot of big monologues that last for like 10 minutes. Overall, I didn't care for the movie. Richard Lewis gives a really good performance in it. You know, I've only seen him doing his little shtick.
What
you know,
about Spalding Gray?
Schtick.
Spalding Gray's in it.
He's really good. Everybody's really good.
Parker Posey is in this one, too.
Yeah, she's in it, too.
What is this like a park? Are they having a Parker Posey festival out at the movies?
What?
I said it. Is it Parker Posey Festival time down at the real movies?
Oh, she's in everything nowadays. She's also in another movie I'm reviewing this week called Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah, Waiting
which
for...
Which is an absolute scream.
What's Waiting
it's
for Guffman
scream.
All about?
Hold on a second. If I can interject here, when they make the porno version of Drunks, I think they'll call it Pumps.
That would be good. And I think Ed Powers should be involved in that in some way.
All right, now tell us about Waiting for Guffman.
Well, it's what they call a mockumentary, you know,
Christopher
like a play
Guest.
On a documentary.
All right, it's a guitar player from Spinal Tap, right, Christopher Guest?
He plays this homo guy from New York who's doing this play down in this small town, and all the locals get in on it. It's got Eugene Levy in it and all these people. It's very funny, very good. It's only an hour and 20 minutes, but it's worth the money. It's shown at the Marymount, I think. It's a very good movie, very funny.
Waiting for Guffman. It's a theatrical sort of thing, isn't it? Kind of like Waiting for Godot?
Well, it's a play on that, yes. I'm glad you caught on to that.
You can't pull anything past Chris.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're talking to our movie critic, Scott Barlow. Have you seen any good movies lately? What other movies have you seen?
I saw Chasing Amy, Kevin Smith's new film.
Really? What's that all about?
Well, it's about a guy who falls in love with a chick, and then he finds out she's a lesbian.
Who's Kevin Smith?
He made a movie called Clerks, which was very funny, and he made a movie called Mallrats, which was a terrible turd. It was awful. Don't rent Mallrats.
Is he back to being cool, or is he still making turds?
Actually, I was disappointed. It's not as much of a turd as Mallrats, but it's very disappointing. It's got a ridiculous ending.
It's more of a
no
nugget
sense.
Than a turd?
What?
Is it more of a nugget than a turd?
I wouldn't even call it a nugget. I mean, there's enough there that I enjoyed watching the movie, but I think it really gets spoiled by the last half hour. It gets ridiculous. It makes no sense. And I was disappointed, to tell you the truth. I was very disappointed.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? I saw Volcano.
Been you know what would have made that movie really good? You know what would have been a better ending for Waiting for Amy?
What?
If he would have grabbed her by the hair and stuck a .45 in her mouth and then blown her brains over the back of her Vega.
And you saw the blood and the brains go everywhere?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
If you would have seen them splatter all over the back of the windshield, that would have been a great ending for
that would have been great. Which brings me to my next film,
okay.
Anaconda.
Oh, that's a movie about a snake.
Does Ice Cube get eaten?
No, unfortunately, the cube, does not get eaten.
Damn.
What about...
Although in the end, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to give away the end, but in the end,
the snake
Cube
dies.
Does kill, you know, Cube. He kills a snake, and after he kills it, he stabs it in the head, and he stands there and goes, "That's right, bitch."
Scott, why do you go see all these movies?
Because, you know, I thought it's a giant snake. He might eat some people. I'll go see it.
John Voight in that? Who's in that? Who's the big star in that?
John Voight's in it, and he plays a guy from Paraguay, if you can believe that. He's doing like a bad imitation of Pacino and Scarface.
That John Voight, he's a Renaissance man, isn't he?
Hey, after Deliverance, it was all downhill.
Not Conrack.
Conrack was before Deliverance, my friend.
Yeah.
About it! I also saw Murder at 1600 with Wesley Snipes. It sucked. Skip it. I saw Volcano. Far. It sucked. Skip it.
Wait. Volcano's got a big budget, special effects. You got lava coming out of OJ's house. How could it suck?
Look, what was it? Dante's Peak was not a very good movie, but it's a better Volcano movie than Volcano. Volcano
okay,
sucked, man. Volcano was a bite. It was a stroke job if I ever saw one in my life.
Should it have been made for TV?
What?
Was it a made-for-TV movie?
Yes, actually it was. It was very made-for-TV.
Okay, but was Anaconda the best movie you've seen about a 30-foot snake lately?
Definitely.
Okay.
I bet your friend, what's that friend of yours name? Ed Powers, I bet he's made a movie about a 30-foot snake.
Oh, man. Well, no, Ed Powers is small, but the ladies say he feels big.
Mm. My Anaconda don't want none if you ain't got buns, hon.
Ooh, baby got back. Ooh.
Don't you ever feel gypped? Don't you just feel absolutely ripped off when you go to a movie and you walk out of there saying, "This wasn't a Hollywood film, this was a made-for-TV movie."
No, actually, I feel informed. I feel like I've learned something.
Well, what did you learn from Volcano?
You can learn just as much from a bad movie as you can from a good movie.
Well, what did you learn from Volcano?
I learned that it sucked.
You're an idiot. All right, what other movies have you seen? Are we wrapping this up, or you got more?
I saw Saint, it blew. I saw Hamlet, it was fair. Hello?
Yeah, which Hamlet?
I saw When We Were Kings, it was the best I saw all week. Go see that.
What's Hamlet?
Shakespeare's play, dude.
Oh, the Kenneth Branagh thing?
What?
The Kenneth Branagh thing?
Yeah, Hamlet was okay.
I heard people were laughing at that. It was so horrible.
No, it's all right.
Robin Williams is in it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, be serious. That's boring as hell, isn't it?
Well,
it's boring as hell. You understood about a third of it and it bored you to tears.
No, I could follow.
You could follow the story, but you didn't really understand every word.
That's true. Yes, you got me. When We Were Kings, it's at the Esquire. Go see it. That's the documentary about Muhammad Ali. It's the best movie I've seen.
I heard that was very cool.
All right, thanks. That's Scott Barlow. He's the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thanks, you mother scratchers. I'm hoping someday you guys can come down and ride my bone.
Okay. Whatever. He's been seeing too many movies. That's Scott with Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately? Now a regular feature on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
I don't like his new sign-off.
Yeah, I don't.
I like it better when he just said, "Goodbye, fellas. I'll talk to you next week."
Hey, look, he can do whatever he wants.
I don't like his new sign-off.
I'll tell you, if we ever go mainstream, dude, he ain't coming with
us. He's got to get a new sign-off.
That's right.
749-1444 if you got something sticking in your craw.
Yeah,
961-8900.
Listen, if you want to go see some of those movies down at the Real Movies, now called the Movies Repertory Cinema on Ray Street, 719 Ray Street, all you need to do is make a pledge. Doesn't even have to be that generous. Just a small cash donation to WAIF. Yeah. As you know, without the support of listeners such as yourself, we cannot continue to bring quality broadcasting to your living room or your automobile sound system. We need money in order to stay afloat. It's the same thing at your house. You buy a house. You got a wife or a husband. You got to get a job, right? You got kids. You got to get a job so that you can bring some cash home so you can buy some Gerber for the kid, right? Well, WAIF needs its Gerber, and it needs it now, or we're going to choke. You know what I'm saying?